Today we're building a warehouse go jungle fill in Ableton Live 12, and by that, I mean a short vocal cut-up that feels like it came off a dusty dubplate, got chopped into rhythm, tuned into a tight little pitch center, and turned into a proper arrangement weapon for jungle and old-school DNB. This is not about making a flashy vocal effect. The goal is to make something functional, something that can sit right before a drop, bridge a 16-bar phrase, or punch through a sparse bar without fighting the kick, snare, or sub. In jungle, vocals often work more like percussion than melody. They're chopped, gritty, brief, and loaded with attitude, so we're going for that warning signal vibe. Menacing, coded, and useful. Start with the right vocal source. You want attitude more than beauty. Spoken phrases, warning lines, radio snippets, single words with sharp consonants all work really well. Think words like go, stop, code, move, check, sound. The key is that the vocal needs an edge. If it's all smooth vowels and no transient bite, it's going to melt into the break instead of cutting through it. Drag the vocal into an audio track and trim hard. Don't keep extra material just because it's there. For this style, shorter is usually better. A one-bar fill can often be built from just 3 to 6 tiny slices. If there's a tail, keep it only if it adds atmosphere without stepping on the snare. What to listen for here is that percussive consonant. That little attack at the front of a word is gold in jungle. It gives you something that can behave almost like a drum hit. Now turn warp on and lock the vocal to tempo, but don't force it to feel robotic. Jungle and old-school DNB get their personality from tension, not perfect grid alignment. You can place the main slice dead on the grid if the arrangement is already busy, but a slightly early or slightly late hit often feels more underground. A few milliseconds can make the vocal feel like a real radio cut being thrown into the groove. The important thing is this. The vocal should sit inside the break, not on top of it. What to listen for is whether the drums and vocal feel like one rhythm or two separate layers. If it sounds pasted on, nudge the timing until it shares the pocket with the break. From there, chop the phrase into a rhythm. Don't think of it as a whole sentence anymore. Think of it as little coded fragments. A strong jungle-style fill might hit near the end of a bar, repeat a tiny syllable on the offbeat, then leave a little tail or reversed fragment leading into the drop. A simple starting shape could be one short hit near beat 3, another on the end of 4, and then a final little repeat or reverse tail before the drop lands. That kind of structure works because it leaves room for the backbeat to stay dominant. And that matters. Why this works in DNB is that the drums already have movement and impact built in. The vocal doesn't need to do everything. It just needs to act like a signal flare. Now let's tune it. This part is important, because tune here does not mean write a melody. It means control the emotional color of the fill. Put the slices through simpler if you want cleaner pitch control, or use clip transpose if the source already behaves well enough. Keep the pitch movement limited. A good rule of thumb is to stay around one tonal center. Maybe the main hit sits on the root. Maybe one slice is a little higher for urgency, and another is slightly lower for menace. Small moves, not giant jumps. A few semitones down can make the vocal feel darker and heavier. A small lift can create that coded alert feeling. What to listen for is this. Does the fill feel like it belongs in the track's tonal world, even if the original vocal was not in key? If the tuning starts sounding cartoonish or too musical, back off. The goal is identity, not a chorus. Now shape it with stock Ableton devices. A really solid chain for this sound is EQ8 into saturator into auto filter. High pass the vocal somewhere, around 120 to 220 Hz so it stays out of the sub's way. If it's boxy, make a cut somewhere around 250 to 500 Hz. If you need a bit more intelligibility, a gentle presence lift around 2 to 5 kHz can help. Then use saturator to bring density and grit into the sound. You do not need to destroy it. A few dB of drive can make it feel like it's coming through old PA hardware. After that, auto filter gives you movement and tension. You can automate a band pass or low pass sweep so the fill opens up and then closes down as it moves toward the drop. Another useful chain is compressor, echo, and utility. Keep the compression light, just enough to steady the peaks. Use short echo times if you want that warehouse reflection feeling, and keep the feedback low unless you want the fill to wash out. Utility is great for keeping the sound centered and checking how wide it really is. What to listen for here is clarity versus grime. If the vocal becomes fizzy, thin, or overly bright, the saturator is probably doing too much or the top end needs taming. You want dirty and readable, not brittle. Now make it feel like a real fill by adding micro edits and repeats. Duplicate a slice and create a tiny stutter at the end. In jungle, those little repeated fragments can make the vocal feel like part of the drum programming rather than a separate top line. Try a structure where the first half bar gives you a clear warning phrase, then the second half bar tightens up with quick repeats, and the final little tail gets filtered or reversed right before the drop. This is where the negative space matters. If every subdivision is full, the fill loses impact. Leave air, let the drums speak. That's one of the big lessons in this style. Sometimes the most powerful move is what you don't place. A really strong workflow tip here is to consolidate once you've got the pattern working. Print the fill to audio or consolidate the region so you can duplicate it later without rebuilding every single slice. In real sessions, that saves a huge amount of time and keeps you from over-editing the idea into the ground. Now place the fill in context with the drums and bass. This part is non-negotiable. A vocal can sound amazing on its own and still wreck the arrangement once the kick, snare, and sub come back in. So test it in the actual track. Ask yourself, does the vocal leave room for the backbeat? Does it add urgency without blurring the kick transient? Does the sub stay solid when the vocal hits? If the answer is no, fix it with arrangement choices first. Shorten the release on the echo. High pass a bit more. Move the main hit half a subdivision earlier or later. If it's masking the snare, reduce the low mids or get out of the crack zone around 2 to 5 kHz. What to listen for is simple. The drums should still feel like the boss. The vocal is there to intensify the phrase, not take over the whole track. Automation should be minimal but purposeful. One or two moves is plenty. A filter opening from filtered and dry into a brighter, more present state works really well. You could also bring up the echo wet level only on the last syllable, or push saturate or drive a touch higher on the final hit. Another useful move is narrowing the width as the fill approaches the drop, so the center feels locked in and the drop lands clean. If the fill already works, stop. Seriously. In DNB, a good fill is often about restraint and placement more than complexity. If it hits, supports the drums, and makes the next section feel bigger, don't keep polishing it just because it seems too simple. Once the first version works, make a variation for later in the arrangement. That's especially useful in DNB because the second drop needs evolution, without losing identity. You might keep the rhythm the same but pitch it a little lower. Or keep the phrase the same and make the tail longer and darker. Or use a more degraded, filtered version for the second pass. The idea is that the listener recognizes the code, but it returns with more weight. And don't forget mono. On a club system, the center has to do the real work. Keep the important slice intelligible in mono, and let any width live in the echo, the tail, or the atmosphere around it. If the stereo effects are carrying the meaning, the fill may feel great in headphones and weak in the room. A good way to think about this whole process is as a phrase marker. In jungle and old-school DNB, the best vocal codes often work because they tell the ear something is changing before the drums do. That might be the last bar before the drop, a turnaround after 16 bars, or a fake-out, where the vocal seems to announce the drop and then disappears. That tension is what makes the next hit feel bigger. A couple of extra pro moves can make this sound even more authentic. Try a front-end ghost approach, where the first hit is dry, centered, and clear, and the second hit is quieter, darker, and filtered. Or make the tail darker than the phrase, so it feels like the sound is decaying into the warehouse space. If you want more aggression, resample the fill after processing, then chop the printed audio again. That second-generation grain often sounds more believable than endlessly stacking more plugins. And here's the mindset check. The real skill is not chopping a vocal. It's deciding how much information the fill is allowed to carry. If every word is perfectly clear and solo but the drums lose authority in context, the fill is probably too expressive. If it only works when it's loud, it's probably too dependent on top-end hype. Keep checking it at a quiet listening level and a clubbish level. The consonants should still read, and the kick and snare should still own the groove. So to recap, build the fill from a strong vocal fragment. Trim it hard. Warp it so it lives with the break, not against it. Chop it into a tight rhythmic phrase. Tune it into a limited pitch center. Shape it with EQ, saturation, filtering, and maybe a little delay. Keep the core centered, keep the tails controlled, and make sure the drums and subs stay in charge. Then create a second variation so the track has a coded return later on. If it sounds like a short, haunted warning that helps the drop hit harder, you've done it right. Now take the mini practice challenge. Use one vocal source, keep it to four slices or less, stay within one bar, and build one dry version plus one darker variation using only stock Ableton devices. Add at least one automation move, then test it against the drums and bass. Make sure it still feels good in mono. If the arrangement loses tension when you mute the vocal, you're in the right zone. Go make it. Keep it tight. Keep it grimy and let the fill do its job.